There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and as we do every week, or almost every week, up in the irons to start us off, Iron Maiden from Number of the Beast, Gangland. No reason for playing that song other than I haven't heard in a long time, or I feel like it's been a long time. Probably hasn't been as long as I thought. Iron Maiden, Gangland. All right, so big show this week. Album celebrating anniversaries, new stuff. Record label showcase this week is going to showcase a label that you're all familiar with. You should all know this record label. But I went back into the archives and picked three albums from when this label first started that you may or may not know. I think one of them you'll definitely know. Maybe the other two, I don't know. We'll see. But having some new stuff first. Let's start it off with a band out of New York. I'm very excited that after 4 years, they've got a new record coming out on March 21st. The band is called Tower. It's off their new album. This one's called Under the Chapel. Smell Dead Radio. Metal Dad Radio. There you go. Three killer tracks from three brand new albums that are either already out or about to come out. And that right there, a band from Germany called Sculpture. And they've got a new record dropping this week, March 7th, through Testimony Records. It's called Landkrieg. And we gave you a track off it right there called Landsknecht. And that's from Sculpture, is the name of the band. Before that, Dark Meditation. And they've got a new record, or a new EP, really, coming out March 21st, called Where the Darkness Bleeds. They gave you a track off that called Call to the Beast. And starting off the block, Tower, off of their new record, Let There Be Dark, due March 21st through Cruz del Sur Music. Very excited for this. This is one of my most anticipated records of the year, in all honesty. I loved that last Tower record in 21. But this new record is due March 21st, and we gave you the track Under the Chapel, which is the lead single off of that album. So there you go. All right, so time now for us to do our special segment, and this week it is Album Showcase. And we started doing this a few months back where we showcase a record label, and we pick three albums or bands that are sort of either forgotten or were just some of my favorites. This week, the label is Nuclear Blast. And if you listen to this show and you don't know who Nuclear Blast Records are, well, you might have tuned into the wrong show. Nuclear Blast, of course, has been one of the biggest metal labels in the world since 1987, 88, roughly, when they formed in Germany. And I decided to go back and pick some early, early Nuclear Blast releases. Would have been very easy to pick bands that I have loved for a long time and put out classic records on Nuclear Blast. But I thought, let's pick some early stuff. All three of these releases from 1990, because that was right around the time I discovered Nuclear Blast Records. And at that time, they were just this tiny little German label who was putting out a lot of bands who were from Germany and the surrounding area, including this band from Austria, who was one of the first bands to sign with Nuclear Blast and was with them for a long time and put out some classic material, including this album right here. The band's Pungent Stench. On April 9th, 1990, through Nuclear Blast, they released their debut full-length, For God, Your Soul, For Me, Your Flesh. Let's give you a track off that right now. This one is Suspended Animation. It's Pungent Stench. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. And there you go. Three albums from three bands released early on in the history of Nuclear Blast Records. All right, there's a band out of Germany called Atrocity, who's still kicking, still around. And on October 15th, 1990, they released their album Hallucinations through Nuclear Blast. We gave you the title track off of that. Before that, we gave you a band who used to be called Incubus. They are no longer because of the crappy alt-rock band. They had to change their name, although this Incubus came way before that band. And one of the first U.S. bands that Nuclear Blast would work with, Incubus released their Beyond the Unknown album in 1990 through Nuclear Blast. Underrated gem of a record right there. And then starting off the block, Pungent Stench, For God Your Soul, For Me Your Flesh, released April 9th, 1990 through Nuclear Blast. And we gave you the track Suspended Animation, which is one of my favorite tracks off that record. And that's just a brief window into the early days of Nuclear Blast Records. We could literally do multiple shows where we just showcased Nuclear Blast, and that would be it. Because that label worked with a lot of great bands throughout the years and put out a lot of classic records. So, all right. Speaking of classic records, let's go now into some albums celebrating anniversaries. And we've got three very classic records here for you. And we're going to start in 1992. March 2nd, 1992, Dark Throne would release their black metal classic Ablaze in the Northern Sky through Peaceville Records. This was, of course, the first of several extremely classic second wave black metal albums that Dark Throne would release. So let's give you the title track off it right now. Smell Dead Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio, and you're probably thinking to yourself, what the hell, Deep Purple? Yes, sir, Deep Purple, one of the proto-metal bands who helped form the genre. And I realized as I was putting the show together this week, we never did our annual proto-metal show. We normally do that right around the time of this show's anniversary, which is at the end of January, and we just didn't do it. And part of that was because the Candyman went back to school around that time, and I think I just forgot. So it is what it is. Maybe we'll do it later in the summer or something, but Deep Purple usually shows up on that show. And they released their album Machine Head March 1st, 1972 through Warner Brothers. And of course, we gave you the track Space Truckin', which is probably the most... outside of Smoke on the Water, Space Truckin' might be the most famous song on that record. Before that, an album you should absolutely know, Metallica's Master of Puppets, released on my birthday, March 3rd, 1986, through Elektra Records. We gave you the track Battery, the opening number, and starting off the block, Dark Throne, title track off of their classic album, A Blaze in the Northern Sky, released March 2nd, 1992, through Peaceville Records. So there you go. Three very, very influential albums, all released this week. All right. Speaking of influential, time for us to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to We Believe's first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is Black Sabbath. We're going to finish off with a song off the Technical Ecstasy record. This is Black Sabbath, and You Won't Change Me. Until next week, kids.
Goodbye!